Let's go to San Bruno, California, 1260 AM listener. Kay, how can I help you?
Hello, my name is Kay, and I'm calling. A friend of mine is under the impression that once you hit your, like, 80s, and she's, you know, in good health, in pretty good health to get out of the house, but she feels that she's attended Mass her whole life. She's been a good Catholic, but now she thinks, well, if I don't feel like going to church, I just don't, and I can watch EWTN on the radio, I mean on the television, and that that would suffice for going to Mass rather than, you know, just physically going to Mass just because she doesn't feel like it. And I kind of wonder if that's a good attitude, you know, good information.
Yeah,
or
right. What? You're obviously, if someone is elderly or sick or infirmed and can't make it reasonably to participate in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, that's understandable. And God understands that. But if they are able to, we really need them. I would emphasize how much it's not just how she feels. You know, obviously she's sick. But if she feels like right now, today, I just don't want to go, I think that's all the more we need her and she needs us. We need to be together to pray as a community. We need each other. And it can't be based on our feelings. It has to be based on the objective fact that God calls us together at least once a week. God asked of us to come together to pray as a body. That's what it means to keep holy the Sabbath. And it's not to be looked at as an obligation. Christ wants us to want to be with him and his community each and every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what, you know, it's that desire, you know, unfortunately in the United States, we have this, it's me and Jesus, and it's just my individual taste, and it's my relationship with Jesus. Well, that's understandable in certain strands of Protestantism, but that's not full Christianity. That's not what the scriptures teach. It's about our Father, not my Father. We're in this together. We need the community. And we are to pray with each other in the community. And, of course, the most central thing is receiving the Lord in the Eucharist, which you cannot do by watching EWTN as much as, you know, EWTN does great service by providing the Mass on television. You're not fully participating.
Yeah, but that's for people who can't get out. She's able to get out.
Right. And so she's missing out on receiving the Eucharist, and she's missing out on fulfilling her obligation. Yep.
Pardon me?
Kay, you're breaking up. I'm sorry. And the music tells us that we have to wrap up today. But thanks for the call. Pray for her and encourage her. Maybe you pick her up and bring her, and then the two of you can together have a little time together on Sunday. It's been great being with you all today. I look forward to being with you in 23 short hours. Until then, may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend on you and remain with you always.